Crews are working to restore electricity to homes and businesses put in the dark by Friday night's severe thunderstorms. As of 5 a.m., FirstEnergy reported about 9,500 customers without service in Stark County. Restoration times vary by location. The number was 46 for Columbiana County, 455 in Mahoning, 7,000 in Portage, and 39,200 in Summit. AEP reported roughly 2,300 outages in Stark County, while 27 were in Carroll and 74 in Tuscarawas County. High winds downed trees and power lines. An investigation continues into an incident in which a student brought a loaded gun to Sauter Elementary School in the Jackson School District. Police were called there for a report of a third grader with a .45 caliber firearm in his book bag around 12:30 Friday afternoon. A resource officer had been informed of the weapon by another student. The resource officer confronted the 10-year-old boy with the firearm and took it. Police say he had made threats against another student and the resource officer. He was charged with inducing panic and illegal conveyance of a deadly weapon. The boy is being held at the Stark County Juvenile Detention Center. An autopsy for a Stark County jail inmate who died last week will be performed by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. 33-year-old Zachary Snowberger of Canton was arrested May 7th on warrants charging him with failure to comply, aggravated drug possession, and obstructing official business. He was found unresponsive in his cell the following day. Jail staff attempted to revive Snowberger. He was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he later died. The Stark County coroner is also investigating. A truck driver has been acquitted of all felony charges stemming from a deadly chain reaction crash that killed six people from the Tuskegee Valley School District. Licking County Common Pleas Judge David Brandstuhl issued the verdicts Friday at the bench trial for 61-year-old Jacob McDonald of Zanesville. He was charged with 6 counts of aggravated vehicular homicide and 9 counts of vehicular assault. McDonald was found guilty of 6 misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide. He will be sentenced at a later date. McDonald was driving a truck on I-70 in November 2023 when it hit a vehicle in front of him and a charter bus carrying students and chaperones from Tuskegee Valley Schools. 3 students in the bus died, as did 3 adults in the other vehicle. A man will spend 1 year in jail for an October crash in Jackson Township that put another man in the hospital. 39-year-old Piyush Kumar Patel of Green was sentenced Thursday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer. He pleaded guilty to charges of aggravated vehicular assault and OVI. The Highway Patrol said Patel was northbound on I-77 when his SUV rear-ended a vehicle near Portage Street Northwest and went off the roadway. The second car overturned and rolled through a traffic sign post. The driver, a 39-year-old Jackson Township man, was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. Patel's blood alcohol level was 0.339. One of 2 men charged in an East Liverpool murder has pleaded guilty to a lesser count of involuntary manslaughter. 25-year-old Alan Tisdale of Lisbon also pleaded guilty Friday to a count of complicity for a weapons charge. Sentencing is scheduled July 21st in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. He and his brother, 35-year-old Elvin Tisdale of Newell, West Virginia, were charged with aggravated murder with a firearm specification. Bryson Douglas of East Liverpool was shot outside a home on Pennsylvania Avenue in July 2021. Elvin's trial is scheduled for June 24th. A Columbiana County judge has rejected the Wellsville Board of Education's motion to dismiss a lawsuit accusing it of violating the Open Meetings Act. The decision from Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam means the case is still pending, with a pretrial hearing scheduled for October 15th and a trial for October 29th. The decision concerns meeting minutes not being detailed and minutes reflecting entry into executive session for an unapproved purpose. The suit was filed last year by Brian Ames of Mogador. Similar complaints filed by him against the Columbiana, Crestview, East Liverpool, and United School Boards were settled. Related suits against Columbiana City Council and the Latonia School Board are pending. A Mahoning County judge has denied a request seeking to seal the settlement for a man killed in the Realty Tower explosion in downtown Youngstown last year. Probate Judge Robert Rusu on Thursday denied the motion filed by all parties in the case, including the family of Akil Drake. The judge determined they did not meet the burden of proof or present convincing evidence to grant the motion. Rusu gave the parties 7 days to appeal his decision. Drake died in the May 2024 blast, which was caused by workers who cut a gas line under the sidewalk. 9 others were injured. A Lowellville man has been formally charged with sex crimes involving children. The Mahoning County Grand Jury indicted 54-year-old Michael Gay Thursday. He's charged with 2 counts of gross sexual imposition and 1 count each of importuning and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. He's been in the county jail since April 1st and is being held on $125,000 bond. Details of the allegations were not available. An investigation of an animal cruelty case in Warren has resulted in a felony charge against a second suspect. 1 count of prohibitions concerning companion animals was filed Friday Friday in Warren Municipal Court against 53-year-old Stephanie Swegan of Warren. An emaciated dog suffering from a ruptured abdominal mass was found in the basement of an Oak Knoll Avenue Southeast home May 10th. It later died. Swegan lived at the address with 43-year-old Thomas Limecooler of Warren. He pleaded not guilty to the same felony charge Tuesday during his arraignment. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.